This is the Boy Scouts of America. You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA. ACRA.
Perfect. ACRA. Thank you.
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shannon Greer Photography in Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Meet the African-American doctor who tests the homeless for COVID-19. He was handcuffed by Miami police. I'm Mimi Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Dr. Armin Henderson is a physician and associate professor of medicine at the University of Miami. In addition to his clinical work, Dr. Henderson volunteers administering COVID-19 tests to people experiencing homelessness in Miami. Last Friday, Henderson, who's African-American, was at home loading a van with tents and other supplies to distribute to unhoused people when a Miami police cruiser pulled up. The officer got out, accusing Henderson of littering, and handcuffed him. Dr. Henderson had been wearing a surgical mask for protection from the novel coronavirus, which came off during the encounter.
He was like inches from my face, basically yelling that I should call him Sergeant, I should call him Sir, and with no mask on, he had no gloves on. I could feel his saliva on my lips.
That's Dr. Henderson describing his experience on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
While he was in my face, I pretty much kept quiet, and I was just waiting for my wife to come, basically. Once she came outside, she basically, you know, asked why, you know, I was in handcuffs, and she said that we live here, and he said, well, I'm going to need to see some ID. Go get it for me. And so she went in the house, got her ID, showed him that we actually lived here, and at that point, he pretty much just let me go.
Henderson's home security camera recorded the exchange. And even without audio, the video went viral, provoking widespread outrage. Within 24 hours, Miami Police Chief Jorge Colina had announced an internal investigation. When asked why he focuses on the unhoused population, Dr. Henderson replied,
we have to shelter in place. We have to socially distance. And for someone who doesn't have a house, for someone who lives unsheltered, it's very impossible to do those things. And in a pandemic, you know, these are the most vulnerable individuals. These are the individuals who we're supposed to be paying the most attention to, because, you know, these are the individuals that sleep on buses, on bus stops, on benches. And they, you know, because of that, when you're talking about public health response to a pandemic, you have to focus on those individuals who are using the public spaces
and
the most. It's been hard to get testing, you know, if you're not a basketball player, if you're not a rich person.
Most of Dr. Henderson's volunteer work is in Miami's historically African-American Overtown neighborhood. He described the area.
It was a burgeoning Black community, like the Harlem of the South.
Overtown was later eviscerated by construction of Interstate 95, leaving a gutted community beset by poverty and drug addiction. Just a few miles away lies one of the country's wealthiest zip codes, Miami's Fisher Island, a private enclave home to about 800 families, accessible only by boat or helicopter. There, where the average annual income was $2.5 million in 2015, Everyone has access to a rapid response COVID-19 antibody test purchased for them by Fisher Island from the University of Miami Health System. Class and race distinctions in who COVID-19 kills are becoming increasingly glaring. People from poor communities and communities of color are more likely to have underlying health issues compounded by less access to quality health care.
The life expectancy of people who live in Overtown is 15 years less or more in comparison to people that live on Fisher Island.
Says Dr. Henderson.
It just speaks to the hypocrisy of the system in general.
These disparities are stark and global. Oxfam America released a report last week, Dignity Not Destitution, an economic rescue plan for all to tackle the coronavirus crisis and rebuild a more equal world. Oxfam estimates that COVID-19, if unchecked, could kill as many as 40 million people globally and push as many as 600 million more people into poverty, leaving half of the world's 7.8 billion people impoverished. This report comes as President Trump announced the United States would be withholding funds from the World Health Organization, the UN agency leading the global pandemic response. The editor-in-chief of the esteemed medical journal The Lancet called the move a crime against humanity. Oxfam's Paul O'Brien, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour, called Trump's decision
nothing other than short-term blame-shifting and scapegoating in order to distract people from the failures of this administration to properly lead on the issue. But its consequences could be devastating.
In the face of the enormity of the pandemic, individual acts of courage and compassion abound. Mutual aid is springing from grassroots, immigrant and youth groups, unions, congregations, and indigenous organizations. While none of these efforts is a substitute for globally coordinated, government-funded action, they're making real differences, providing critical support and saving lives. Dr. Armin Henderson, speaking about the police officer who handcuffed him on his way to provide COVID-19 testing to Miami's homeless, said,
I want him held accountable, and I want an apology.
Undeterred, Dr. Henderson continues to work in Overtown, deploying a new test which will return results in just 15 minutes, an improvement over the 4 to 10 day turnaround time of the previous test. Let's hope his work proceeds unfettered. And the only thing restrained is Trump's calamitous response to this punishing pandemic. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Greene County lawmakers April 15th awarded Tweedy Construction Services Incorporated of Walton, Delaware County, the bid for reconstruction of the Hunter Transfer Station. Tweedy's bid came in at just over $959,000 for a general contracting task. And CDE Electrical of Cairo put a bid of $108,000 for the electrical work. The project is not impacted by the current COVID-19 shutdown because construction related to solid waste is considered essential, Greene County Legislature Chairperson Patrick Linger said. Quote, we got clarification that they were considered essential infrastructure to be able to continue, unquote, Linger said. Quote, as long as they maintain social distancing and are following the guidelines, they are able to continue, unquote. Officials made the decision to totally rebuild the Hunter waste station rather than renovate it. The project's price tag is $1.4 million. Quote, it is much higher than our original estimate, but it is much more workable solution, unquote. Greene County Highway and Solid Waste Superintendent Robert Van Valkenburg said last year. No construction schedule for the Hunter station has been set. The Wyndham transfer station closed April 13th and will remain closed for 2 weeks until a new scale is installed. Hunter accepts approximately 3,000 tons of waste per year, and Wyndham about 2,200 tons, Van Valkenburg said. The county's transfer stations remain fully operational during the public health crisis. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Columbia paper is reporting the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has received a brownfield cleanup program application and accompanying paperwork from Allied Healthcare Products Incorporated for the site located at 46 New Street in Stuyvesant. The DEC has now opened public comment on the application. The four-acre property, which includes three main and multiple outbuildings, was purchased in 1948 for the manufacture of medical gases, including anesthetics. Berylene and methylene, chlorobromide. The company also made the machines used to administer the gases. Production waste was pumped from the plant to a waste pit on the western side of the property. The company changed hands multiple times before it was purchased by the current owner, Allied Healthcare. The DEC Brownfield Cleanup Program is designed to encourage private sector cleanups of brownfields and to promote their redevelopment as a means to revitalize economically blighted communities. Since its inception in 2003, the Brownfield Program has led to the cleanup of more than 300 contaminated sites statewide, and the program has currently 350 active sites. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Sprout Creek Farm in Poughkeepsie has closed, according to a website post. Quote, after many years of serving the Dutchess County community, Sprout Creek Farm's board of directors has made the difficult decision to suspend farm operations effective Friday, April 17th. Sprout Creek Farm will be closed and will no longer offer educational and agricultural programming, unquote. The board thanked the community for its support over the years. As an independent nonprofit organization, Sprout Creek relied on agricultural and educational programming to generate revenue. For several years, the farm had not generated enough revenue to independently operate without external financial support. In the current COVID-19 environment, the inability to conduct any programming has resulted in significant financial hardship, according to a statement. Marist College assumed operational control of the farm in 2018. The farm would likely have closed at that time, but for the intervention of the Independent Liberal Arts College. The animals at Sprout Creek Farm will all be, quote, appropriately and humanely managed during the process of suspension of farm operations, as directed by the farmer and his staff, unquote. Sprout Creek's land is protected by a conservation easement, and any future use would need to focus on agricultural and educational programming. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 59, low around 36 Sunday night with a 30% chance of showers between 9 and 11. Monday should be partly sunny with a high near 51 and a low around 35. And then Tuesday, showers are likely again, a 70% chance, mainly after 2 p.m., with a high near 53 and a low around 29. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Greene County lawmakers, April 15th, awarded Tweedy Construction Services Incorporated of Walton, Delaware County, the bid for reconstruction of the Hunter Transfer Station. Tweedy's bid came in at just over $959,000 for a general contracting task, and CDE Electrical of Cairo put a bid of $108,000 for the electrical work. The project is not impacted by the current COVID-19 shutdown because construction related to solid waste is considered essential, Greene County Legislature Chairperson Patrick Linger said. Quote, we got clarification that they were considered essential infrastructure to be able to continue, unquote, Linger said. Quote, as long as they maintain social distancing and are following the guidelines, they are able to continue, unquote. Officials made the decision to totally rebuild the Hunter waste station rather than renovate it. Project's price tag is $1.4 million. Quote, it is much higher than our original estimate, but it is much more workable solution, unquote. Greene County Highway and Solid Waste Superintendent Robert Van Valkenburg said last year. No construction schedule for the Hunter Station has been set. The Windham Transfer Station closed April 13th and will remain closed for 2 weeks until a new scale is installed. Hunter accepts approximately 3,000 tons of waste per year, and Windham about 2,200 tons, Van Valkenburg said. The county's transfer stations remain fully operational during the public health crisis. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Columbia paper is reporting the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has received a brownfield cleanup program application and accompanying paperwork from Allied Healthcare Products Incorporated for the site located at 46 New Street in Stuyvesant. The DEC has now opened public comment on the application. The four-acre property, which includes three main and multiple outbuildings, was purchased in 1948 for the manufacture of medical gases, including anesthetics, barium and trimethylene, chlorobromide. The company also made the machines used to administer the gases. Production waste was pumped from the plant to a waste pit on the western side of the property. The company changed hands multiple times before it was purchased by the current owner, Allied Healthcare. The DEC Brownfield Cleanup Program is designed to encourage private sector cleanups of brownfields and to promote their redevelopment as a means to revitalize economically blighted communities. Since its inception in 2003, the Brownfield Program has led to the cleanup of more than 300 contaminated sites statewide, and the program has currently 350 active sites. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Sprout Creek Farm in Poughkeepsie has closed, according to a website post. Quote, after many years of serving the Dutchess County community, Sprout Creek Farm's board of directors has made the difficult decision to suspend farm operations effective Friday, April 17th. Sprout Creek Farm will be closed and will no longer offer educational and agricultural programming, unquote. The board thanked the community for its support over the years. As an independent nonprofit organization, Sprout Creek relied on agricultural and educational programming to generate revenue. For several years, the farm had not generated enough revenue to independently operate without external financial support. In the current COVID-19 environment, the inability to conduct any programming has resulted in significant financial hardship, according to a statement. Marist College assumed operational control of the farm in 2018. The farm would likely have closed at that time, but for the intervention of the Independent Liberal Arts College. The animals at Sprout Creek Farm will all be, quote, appropriately and humanely managed during the process of suspension of farm operations, as directed by the farmer and his staff, unquote. Sprout Creek's land is protected by a conservation easement, and any future use would need to focus on agricultural and educational programming. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories.
Heard it talking, but ain't nothing. On the street, yeah. Yeah. I heard it talking shit, but ain't nothing. Tips on the stick, yeah, they could hold a honey. Okay, out the pounds, out the onion. Heard it talking down, but he ain't getting money. Diamonds on me, coach it like the summit. Body bad, rap him up in the trunk, he's a mummy. All this painting, I can't take no more, can't take no more. Free it running, I can't take no more, can't take no more. I ain't mean to take on, take on. Hit the ones that pass it, now that's right on. Ayy, with some young niggas, they be quick to blow. Put that chopper on the nigga, make them to zero.
Shawty got that fire, hey, yeah, it's on the road. Hold these niggas leeching, I can't take no more. My nigga called her body, yo, we on the scope. I just spent like 10 and made 100 more.
Yo, she gon' salute me when I hit say yes, sir. All my niggas catch a body, we been grinding first to first. Eliante diamonds change the climate, got them out the earth. Know the kids, this new round, I really, I don't wanna curse.
All that shit you did, nigga, yeah, I did it first. I just dropped this college on these stones in this fur. She just wants some clown, ho, we ain't even put in word. I just went to sack, spent your rent on a shirt.
Talking shit, we ain't nothing. Tips on the stick, yeah, that clip hold a honey. Okay, out the pounds, out the onion. Heard it talking down, but he ain't getting money. Diamonds on me, coach it like the summit. Body bad, wrap him up in the trunk, he's a mummy. All this painting, I can't take no more, can't take no more. Free it running, I can't take no more, can't take no more.
Wiping it,
Welcome to the Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Pretty Boy Fredo, Ain't Nothing, featuring Young Bands and Swag Hollywood. We're preparing to bring you a special show that talks a little bit more about music, and today is more of trying to like keep our minds off the corona and, you know, doing some reviews of songs that I personally like. Next week we're going to like focus on like maybe some requested songs by you guys. If you want to like request us anything, send it to us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. I repeat, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And we'll kick off our show after the local news and weather. See you then.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Three construction workers were taken to Albany Medical Center April 16th after a scaffold collapsed at the Catskill Creek condominiums in the village. According to Lieutenant Ronald Francello of the Catskill Police Department, the two men and a woman are employees of Queens-based Belfour Property Restoration. The company is rebuilding a unit at the condominium complex on Marina Drive. The condo was destroyed by fire last year. The two men were working on the scaffolding when the sheathing being installed on the second floor of the building broke loose and fell, knocking the scaffolding out from under the men and causing them to fall two stories to the ground. One of the men was pinned between the scaffolding and the building. Catskill police said the third worker, a woman, was standing on the ground and was hit by the scaffolding when it fell. Francello said all three were taken to Albany by ambulance with non-life-threatening injuries. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Susan R. Better is reporting for State of Politics. New York officials are warning the state will need thousands of additional pro bono attorneys to deal with new cases stemming from the coronavirus pandemic. While fledgling lawyers are well suited for the work, the Court of Appeals has delayed the state bar exam until September. Henry M. Greenberg, president of the New York State Bar Association, said the Court of Appeals is developing rules that would allow graduating law students to practice law under certain circumstances. They would be allowed to practice with the understanding that they would eventually take the bar exam. But what happens if they practice for 18 months or so and the pandemic dies down? Touro College Provost Patricia Salkin says, and I quote, "It kind of seems silly. You're now a year and a half, 2 years removed from your graduation date, and now you have to go back and study for your bar exam that's testing mostly rote memorization," end quote. Law school deans from around the state agree and have written a letter to the court. Greenberg says the bar is working on meeting the state's projected need for pro bono attorneys. He said, and I quote, "The bar is in the process of developing the existing resources in New York statewide, from Niagara Falls to Montauk, to make sure we have a sufficient number of attorneys that can provide pro bono services," end quote. And you can read the full story in NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Kate Lisa is reporting for Columbia Green Media. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado are pushing for $50 billion to help small counties, towns, and rural communities combat COVID-19 and to rebuild after the pandemic. The New York Democrats are arguing for the robust funding to be included in Congress's next economic relief package, they announced in a joint press call April 16th. Rural communities across the nation operate on a narrow margin. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "It's critical our rural communities are not left behind. They need money to support their local hospitals and emergency systems now. Relief for our rural communities should be as available as it is for cities," end quote. Gillibrand and Delgado have requested $50 billion to be included in the next COVID-19 relief legislation that would establish funding for rural communities and provide guaranteed five-year flexible block grants for economic growth. Delgado said the grants would revitalize infrastructure, job training, and foster entrepreneurship.
The $50 billion would provide direct relief to towns with 50,000 residents or fewer and counties with populations under 200,000. Gillibrand said it would give rural communities funding for emergency management, temporary assistance, and to rebuild their struggling economies. Gillibrand and Delgado would not specify a time frame for the next federal bill, but said negotiations are continuing. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. A chilly start to today, which is also Friday. 5 a.m. saw a 30 degree and bottoming out of the temperature. The day gets warmer and cloudier as it goes on. Get that firewood in during the day because temperatures reach 48 by 3 p.m. and shortly afterward, rain enters the area and turns to snow not long after dark. Over 2 inches of accumulation is expected overnight as the temperature reaches 33 degrees before dawn. Then, as it begins to rise, the snow turns to rain around 9 a.m. tomorrow and finishes off around 4 p.m. as the temperature reaches 50 degrees. Even though it starts out in the 30s, Sunday reaches 62 in the afternoon. However, rain does return that evening. The next high tides will be at 11:55 p.m. and tomorrow at 12:34 a.m. The next low tides will be at 6:06 a.m. and at 6:38 p.m. Water temperature will be 47 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:19 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:10 a.m. Looking way up, we see last night Soyuz MS-15 has safely returned 3 Expedition 62 astronauts to Earth. And the CHEOPS has reached its next milestone. Following extensive tests in Earth's orbit, some of which the mission team was forced to carry out from home due to the coronavirus crisis, the space telescope has been declared ready for science. CHEOPS stands for Characterizing Exoplanet Satellite, and has the purpose of investigating known exoplanets to determine, among other things, whether they have conditions that are hospitable to life. Solar wind speed is currently 323 kilometers per second at 4.2 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. There have been 12 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the better weather brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wavefarms WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wavefarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, a stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact.
And welcome back to the Catskill Youth Clubhouse.
It's the clubhouse, it's the fun house.
is the clubhouse radio, so my bad.
We follow the rules and the guidelines too, so nobody here.
I just want to know how you guys' day was.
We got tracks.
And I hope everybody has been having an amazing day so far. I know it's pretty gloomy and windy outside right now, but I promise you things will get better. And just we want to be here with you through this quarantine and maybe give you guys some new tunes to listen to. So, I'm DJ Popcorn, and I'm here with...
Hey, hey, it's DJ Kansu.
DJ Phoebs.
DJ Shaman.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
All right, so, what you got for us?
So, that first song that I was playing, how did you guys feel about that?
That's pretty solid. And you said that was a YouTube rapper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty boy Fredo, right?
Fredo, yeah.
Okay. How long has he been around on the scene, or how long have you been listening to him?
For quite a while now. Like 2 years or so, maybe.
Alright. You think he's gotten better over time?
Yeah. Definitely.
Heard.
DJ Shaw Money. How did you feel about the first song?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So
but yeah, it was a nice song.
Right. So I've
what
got
about
another,
you?
I personally listened to the song, so of course I'm gonna like it. I picked that song just because it's just like one of those songs just to like vibe to for me. But here's another song that you guys can listen to over your break. Well, not really break during your quarantine. it's called Peekaboo by Lil Yachty featuring the Migos. I hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll be back with the review on this.
Word.
Play with that kitty like peekaboo. 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 Play with that money like peekaboo. Play with these like peekaboo. Go through. I'm not finna play with you. That's what these rappers do. Peekaboo, 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 peekaboo. Peekaboo, 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 peekaboo. Pickaboo, pickaboo. I'm not gonna play with you. That's what these rappers do. Red dot, red dot, red dot, red dot, red dot on his nose like Rudolph. Pull up to the scene, all white with the roof off. Take that look to the roofers. Get that f- on my sister, I'm ruthless. Chill on the six when I'm fucking on Pucci. That f- is ugly, but pussy on smoothie. Play with that kitty like hello. Take a step back, then I bust it, I bust it, I bust it like mellow. Aiming at you when your fellows. My new yellow, she blow that f- like a cello. Dancing, come on the metro. Fly like a pigeon. Versetti friends, they be hiding my vision. Make sure all my eat that's the mission. I'ma wish and I'ma go get it. I got it. Play with that kitty like peekaboo. 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 Play with that money like peekaboo. Play with these like peekaboo. Both do. I'm not finna play with you. That's what these rappers do. Peekaboo, 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 peekaboo. Peekaboo, peekaboo, peekaboo. I'm not finna play with you, that's what these rappers do.
Open your watch, you see all this money. Made that look, tape a bitch to a stomach. You not the gang, we don't kick it a planet. Jip out the rape and I rap the top 20. Look at the numbers, mechanics ain't funny. I came from the limb with the jail, I got punished. Oh, pulling the front for the trunk. Wow, my new time barricade be capping. I came from trapping, I used to have a thatch in the cabinet. Mama couldn't tell me, what was my daddy? Look at my petty, gon' flex and I'm petty. The first time I met it, gon' give you no credit, you ate it, forget it. I cut the brick with machetes. Married the money, the wasn't ready.
Play with that kitty like peekaboo. 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 Play with that money like peekaboo. Play with these like peekaboo. Both do. I'm not finna play with you, that's what these rappers do. Peekaboo, 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 peekaboo. Peekaboo, peekaboo, peekaboo. Peekaboo, 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 peekaboo.
Okay, And that was Peekaboo by Lil Yachty and the Migos. So how'd you guys feel about that one?
Solid vibes, solid vibes. I liked it.
Yeah?
Oh. I mean, I liked it. It's got a beat to it, that's mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to why the whole chorus is just Peekaboo.
It's I hate it. Because there's some of it cut out.
Okay, because yeah. of the censorship,
yeah.
is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're missing a good. So I yeah. feel like the thing about censorship, it can change it. The whole meaning of a song, yeah. then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Changes okay. the entire vibe for me sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you miss a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I've got another song. This is one of my old time vibes. It's called "Get Dripped" by Lil Yachty featuring Playboi Carti. And I'm going to play that for you guys, and I just hope you guys enjoy.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Give me that with a stick. Give me that with a key. I get that money like blow. I'm in it with a meat. I do this in my sleep. Yeah. Shawty sell me, she so geek. Yeah. Shawty me, she so geek. Yeah. I'm in it and I'm free. I put VVs on my links. Shawty can't wait to relink. Well, like, can you get free? Get laid on your, you get free. I play with that dirty look. I need a mess for this heat. I need to get for my bitch. You know that chopper on me. You know that chopper on me. Yeah. I get them, get lit. Yeah. Double C all on my sheet. Yeah. Don't you combine my Christian Dior, I bought you. Shawty gon' fuck on my drip. Shawty ain't loving my drip. I get that drip, you get drip. 220 all on that rear. I get that drip, you get drip. I'm that drip, I'm a pimp. I'm a love, but we not simple. I'm that get bent. We ain't it with no teeth.
Thug a little 50 bonnets. Shooting that shit some sonics. I drop the dub and onyx. Two the thing up. Beef in the back, she running. Pink Prada bag, I'm thumbing. F in the 30 round gunning. What they saying, they my shirt vintage, dusty. I put them on game, don't start snitching. Oops, back in 15, I was swiping. Ooh, beat up that I'm Tyson. Oops, rifles, trifling. Your cell phones don't call me. Rich white money, Mike Lowry. Keep one joystick like Atari. VM a bat like Barry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, Kurt Carter go way back. Don't like me to say that. 20 years older than Maybach.
So that was Get Dripped. How you guys feel about that one?
I feel like it was better than the other one. Truthfully.
Okay.
I can agree with that.
Okay.
There was more lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. The last mm-hmm. the last one was more focused on the vibe than this was more focused on like the jumpy kind of like party kind of song. I feel like
I was more focused on the lyrics.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but see, like with an artist like Playboi Carti, I don't really like look for lyrics. I just look for like really catchy vibes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like I'm in a song nowadays. I don't really look for bars. I look for like nice melodies and like maybe sometimes I'll look for lyrics. That's if like you know I'm looking for like a really like barsy kind of song. So.
It all breaks my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
That, like, lyrics have fallen by the wayside a little bit. Can I ask, is this... So if you're not looking for lyrics with Playboi Carti, would he technically be mumble rap?
No.
No, I wouldn't call him mumble rap because he has his own sound. Like, he has his own significant sound.
He's saying words.
Okay.
Yeah, he, like... I wouldn't call him a mumble rapper only because, like, I feel like... He's
put, I can understand him. Like, yeah,
like he's
saying.
Put like he's put in a position to where it's like he's up on what all the kids are saying nowadays, and it's like you know he's pushing the idea of you know like the basic like rap concepts now, but he's saying it and like using a voice that's like unique in his own way, and like he makes it sound good, and he's like one of the only people who can pull that kind of voice off for me. That's just my opinion.
For you, heard right? Because yeah. to me, he still sounds a little bit like Offset. I don't know, Shamani.
Yeah,
I can. Me, I agree with him.
Okay.
I can, like, hear him. I don't really think of him like mumble rap.
No, I don't consider him like a mumble rapper.
Yeah, like, I can, like,
understand
him.
Yachty wouldn't be a mumble rapper.
No.
He's made his voice. Yeah, he's made like enough songs to where it's like significant enough to like where you know like what you're like what you can expect out of a Lil Yachty song.
Okay, I mean that feels true. Like the beats felt similar.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Okay, so this next song I've got here is Kid Cudi, Playboi Carti. Well, Kid Cudi by Playboi Carti.
I was gonna say you gotta be real specific about that.
Featuring Lil Uzi Vert, Young Nudy, and A$AP Rocky. And I'm just gonna let you guys listen to this quick.
Nice. Thing to work.
Okay, so Change of Plans, the other song did not work, so I'm going to let you guys listen to Chief Keef featuring Playboi Carti, Uh-Uh.
Shot on the block with me, wearing Chanel. Too much dope in here, I can't smash, man. Too many guns in here, I can't tell.
Chief Keef featuring Playboi Carti. How do you guys feel about that one?
I know I was hurting for a better sensor of it, but yeah. That's just me on like the editing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when they drop out the whole of the music, that always hurts the song, I think.
Yeah. So what did you think of just like that initial part right there?
Truthfully, me. Personally, I loved it because the way I found out about that song, because I already knew about it, was because of a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leonard Young. So.
What was it? Who was the YouTuber?
His name was Leonard Young. He made a parody of it, and it was extremely funny. That's how I found out about that song. I researched it, and I found it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So. That's like an OG song kind of for me.
Yeah.
Like that song's like, it's not really like super early Playboi Carti days, but it's like early enough to where it's like that's like one of his most like legendary collabs, honestly. Because Chief Keef just like he put almost everybody on, to be honest.
Yeah, like, Chief Keef is OG like, status. That's real.
Honestly, he put a lot. He put a lot of people onto like that trap sound, like Love Sosa, Finito, everything. Like he just like Kobe, even just. Yeah. You know.
Well, that's on our playlist too, isn't it?
Oh, not Chief Keef's Kobe. Lil Uzi Vert's Kobe is in here.
Wait, wasn't Chief Keef on Kobe with Lil Uzi though?
Yeah. See, Chief Keef has his own Kobe, and then Lil Uzi Vert has a Kobe with Chief Keef on it.
Just play that one.
Word. Why are there no diversity in song titles though? Is the other thing.
No, see, because they designated it to where it was Bean in parentheses Kobe for Lil Uzi Vert, and then. Like his is
just Kobe.
Yeah. Then
I mean, are these all dedications or like shout outs to RIP Kobe Bryant, right?
Mostly.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Okay, so I'm going to play like one of my favorite songs at this time.
The feature one? Or...
No. But oh, yeah, basically. I'm going to play you guys the Yesirski by 21 Savage and Lil Uzi Vert and then come back after the news break.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Get inside, yeah. Got a wear seat belt when you ride, yeah. I'm keeping my Jimmy on tight, yeah. I can count that with no eye. You kill my partner with pride. Look, we ain't let you fly. Got ain't let you die, yeah. Hit that side, then I put up a V-Live, and we have them sticks outside. Dragging on lean, I'm tired. Y'all can't join my life. I ain't giving no high five. Y'all around and be wide, yeah. Drop here Phantom on me. Whole lot of hundreds on me. Whole lot of rubber band, whole book bad me. 10 M's, yes, sir, ski. Whole lot of they ski. Cocaine, white like tea. LA on dick. Dirty rounds hanging out the tip. Y'all rookies, I'm a vet. Put a pee hole through your neck. I just wanna talk about a chick. Made a call to tick about a vet. Savage still popping them sick. We were charging 10 for a verse. And I want 10 for a verse. That. 10 times 10 for a verse. 10 times 10 and you hurt. I don't go to church, I curse. I ain't trying to kiss that blip. I'ma put it on your chin when I burst. Man, yes, Sirski. Doing donuts in the six, yes, Sirski. You got engaged, but she still wanna slurski. She double tap my picture, she so flirty. Draco with the drum, man, it's dirty. Pineapple crush, it's so dirty. Come and get your, she so thirsty. Yeah. I'm finna pass her to the gang. Yes, Sirski.
Came in this house. What? I ain't panic, no, I ain't hot. Yeah. I ain't know the was your bride. She tried to argue with me, then he got fired. I ain't wanna cap or lie. No. And me and her don't got ties. No. Watch how I walk, how I slide. What? Put your girlfriend on the block list, 1600 to a side squad. These try to have beef with me, I don't need like that's fried. Bro, never pay 500 for some cod. Got my speakers up too loud, yeah. Two dog coupe on my ride. Ride shotgun, give me head nods. Yeah. I'm in the stew all day, yeah. I can go verse for verse, yeah. I don't even pray cause I'm cursed. Well, this for a block, not a purse, yeah. These faking they life, yeah. These taking fake perks. No, I know they stomachs all hurt. Too deep, her stomach hurt. Put that boy right
get
on
your
the shirt.
Name. Yes, Sirski. Doing donuts in a six. Yes, Sirski. You got engaged, but she still wanna slurski. She double tap my picture, she so flirty. Draco with the drum, man, it's dirty. Pineapple crush, it's so dirty. Come and get your, she so thirsty. I'm finna pass her to the gang. Yes, Sirski. Glenwood Road, I'm popping. Yeah. Ops, I'm popping. Yeah. Caught up on fly, they dropping. Drop it in the bowl, it's locking. Straight up by the six, I'm cocky. I'ma wear hollow off ice. Block get hot like.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nora Mashanek is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Paula Van Meter
one of two Stuyvesant justices, has asked the town board to dissolve her judgeship due to lack of court activity. Van Meter told the board at its March 12th meeting, and I quote, "We are blessed living in a community without too much crime, and there is not enough work to justify a second justice position," end quote. She asked that the board take action to save taxpayer dollars. Each Stuyvesant justice earns $8,744 a year. Stuyvesant Town Supervisor Ron Knott said the town court costs Stuyvesant about $30,000 a year, but it generates only $4,000 in revenue. The board budgets $17,500 for two judges, $4,500 for the court clerk's salary, and $8,000 for equipment and security. Stuyvesant Town justices have the smallest caseload in the county, Van Meter said. State police officers give fewer tickets on Route 9J because the road is too narrow to pull over speeding vehicles. She said, and I quote, "I've been in public service my whole life. I always felt I was doing enough to justify public money. I don't feel that way now," end quote. Van Meter suggested Stuyvesant consider consolidating court services with Stockport or Kinderhook, calling the town, and I quote, "the poster child for consolidation," end quote. The board has taken no action to date, and it is unlikely it will pursue any change until the current COVID-19 shutdown ends. Van Meter was appointed to serve as an interim justice in December 2018. She began serving her own four-year term in January. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lorna Sherratt Littleway is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hillsdale Town Board conducted its regular monthly meeting remotely via teleconference Tuesday, April 14th. In his county update, Supervisor Peter Sipkowski announced the requirement for essential government employees and workers to wear face masks covering nose and mouth when in public and on work sites. The board discussed COVID-19 related changes due to social distancing recommendations and anticipated reduced revenues. State support to municipalities through the state's CHIPS program will likely be reduced by 20-33% because of shortfalls in sales tax revenue. Road work will be limited to patching this year. The cost-cutting measures include cutting the grass less often. Board members Rabina Ward reported there is no forfeiture revenue from the local court because it is not convening. Hillsdale's share of traffic ticket revenue accounts for roughly $18,000 in revenue every year. Town Clerk Kathy Doolin reported there have been no requests for pet licenses, but she is still issuing marriage licenses. Other likely changes, according to Sipkowski, may include alternative arrangements for Tax Grievance Day on May 29th, and the status of summer camp programs is also in limbo. Sipkowski said, notwithstanding the current challenges, the town's finances are in good shape. He does not expect to furlough employees, but said the town board would, and I quote, "really need to be mindful of our spending going forward," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Kevin Tambone is reporting for Syracuse.com. As of 8 p.m. Friday, April 17th, all New Yorkers must wear face masks in public. Governor Andrew Cuomo issued the order April 15th. The rule is meant to help further slow the spread of coronavirus statewide. The new rule does not apply to children under the age of 12, nor does it apply to anyone unable to medically tolerate a face covering. As of Friday night, anyone not exempt from the rule must cover their noses and mouths with a mask or cloth face covering when in a public space where they cannot stay 6 feet away from others. Cuomo said the order applies in situations like public transportation and streets crowded with other people. He even said people out walking or running in their neighborhoods should wear a mask around their neck and raise it if they pass others. The mask rule applies in grocery stores and other retailers as well. Mask does not need to be anything medical. Any type of cloth covering, including a homemade mask or bandana, would be fine, Cuomo said. There are currently no fines or other penalties associated with the order. Local police agencies are charged with enforcing the rule. And you can read the full story at Syracuse.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates,
visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Welcome back to the club, the Catskill Clubhouse radio show. And I'm DJ Popcorn again, here with...
Yo, yo, it's DJ.
Whoa. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
Okay.
No, okay. It's all good, bro.
I'm DJ Shaw Money.
DJ Phoebs. Hey, hey.
So... we're here in front of our studio audience, and we're gonna do some more reviews on some more songs. So, how do you guys feel about the song that I played before we went off break?
Is that us, or?
I think that's you.
Okay, alright, sorry about that. We can with our gain a little bit. Okay. It was with 21 Savage and Playboi Carti, right?
21 Savage and Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, okay, 21 Savage and Lil Uzi Vert.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
What I really appreciate is the way in which I don't know. Sorry, man. 21 Savage, right?
Yeah.
His voice really changes the way Uzi vibes, I feel like you can hear a whole different song, I feel like, than what I'm used to hearing from Lil Uzi.
Yeah, definitely. I heard that too. DJ Shamani?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that song?
It made me feel calm. Like, 21 Savage just made like, the song, like, feel chill, like.
Okay, gave off the chill kind of vibe?
Yeah, like mellow.
Yeah, so... we were, before we went on break a bit, we were talking about the differences between the two Kobe songs, which in being Lil Uzi Vert's being in parentheses Kobe featuring Chief Keef, and Chief Keef by himself Kobe. So I'm gonna play you Lil Uzi Vert's version featuring Chief Keef, and then we're gonna review that. I hope you guys enjoy.
My triple cup, that's 2 times 2. Man, this dogging in the wool time, so. Yeah, my eyes red, but I'm no diamond. If you gon' run it up, that's all on you.
You know I'm ballin', usual like Kobe. Ooh, worry about a hater that don't know me. He say that he tough, then that boy gotta show me. Pull up in the truck, extra pause, and we fall deep.
Say my name 3 times like I'm Tony. Diamond VVS, I put with gas, I love my Rollie. I ain't never believe nothing that you told me. This keep sneak this and they turn me to my homie. Before I had these meals, I was also lonely. Running, running, Philadelphia, Philly with my 40. I ain't never been no phony. You be getting bands, hardly. Yeah, I just jump, sorry. Man, I put that on my shawty. Thought it'd be one last skate, sorry. No, not here for no game, Atari. Down in here like water, ooh, starving. Yeah. Rockstar life be calling, calling. Don't want that girl, she styling, she styling. Big ol' fine wheel, ooh, I can park it. I'm from outer space, ooh, in a starship. Big ol' fine, dude, that's my target. 10 bands, what you say? Ooh, 10 bands. Fuck my Chanel carpet. Rockstar life like watch this. Young slit like my drip. Lost your list. AP Mule my brother. 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 AP Mule my brother.
That's 2 times just pulled up with me.